Welcome to the Speaker's Corner Show. This week's show is a recording of a walkabout at Speaker's Corner on the 26th of July 2009. You can visit our website at www.speakerscorner.net. That's speakerscorner.net. Come down to join us at Speaker's Corner any Sunday afternoon between noon and sundown, or tune into Resonance FM, same time, same place, every week.
No, if it gives me an excuse for doing
will
nothing,
you shut up? We're having a conversation here. Please shut up. Fuck off to the...
He's not been in the park for 4 years and he comes back and starts swearing. Gets himself arrested. How's he going to get himself arrested? Someone will snitch on him. Officer, over here! No, the police don't. The police don't stand in the meeting. Only the plain clothes. And here he is. Oh no. So, did you understand? Have I given you a fully comprehensive answer to your question, sir? And I say that loosely. No, not that you're loose. I'm loose. I said it loosely. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just waving my arms about for no apparent reason. I can well take off now. Have you got a reasonable answer? No. But all you need is water, right, fresh air, food, roof over your head, and what else do you need? Good company. Good company.
With regards to the food.
Okay, yes.
So, if you can't keep that up,
No. Here we have a mountain ash, right? There we have a London flame. There we have another mountain ash. There we have, a silver birch. All right. Why not an apple tree there? You can't eat that, can you?
No, we can't.
Well, why not an apple tree? Then you wouldn't have to go to the farm with your apples.
Where can you get the
apple
tree from?
Someone's
going to sell it. From an apple!
Oh, you fuck!
It's like in all them places, you've got tribalism now, where one tribe just won't have anything to do with another.
No. God was telling to Moses about the final and last promise, which hasn't happened yet. This is when the Messiah is going to come down.
So the Muslims who believe that should say, actually, it should be the Jews should go back, because the Messiah won't come down until the Jews go back. If people put off the day when the Jews can go back, they're also putting off the day when the Messiah can come down. So you should be encouraging the Jews to return.
I'm just reading what's in the Quran. The final and last promise. You'll be fine about that. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Some Jew will tell you.
Well, the one Jew in Irish Sterling didn't belong in Ireland, did
two Englishmen left.
Of course there are. They've never gone anywhere.
Seriously?
Of course. They just kept quiet.
Where have you been?
While they were watching you and judging you. Now you're judged. Now they're getting louder.
Yeah. Who are the English that live in New Zealand and the English that live in Australia? All them are doomed. They're in the wrong place.
But they've been pouring back
to live in the United States.
They've been pouring
We're full of Americans, Canadians and Australians, New Zealand, whites
and Irish.
Love.
Where did they come from? And us Irish.
Who landed on Plymouth Rock? Come on, answer me.
Why?
There is something in what he said.
You're just saying about the Americans, Americans, Canadians. Who were they originally? Where did they come from?
Who sent them there?
All over.
I mean, the Queen.
Majority of them were from where?
And she's German, the Queen.
From there were a few Germans, there were a few French. Majority of them were from where?
Really?
Majority of them
are from there. Who were the civilized of America, you mean? The British.
You put French eyes.
Who were the French? The British are always
civilized. They're
all
civilized at the start.
You put French eyes.
That's why you can't wait to come and live in this country and live your nice little British lives. Being good little citizens, doing the right thing, keeping the right laws.
I know, I did a great job.
Because that's what you
never left a problem anywhere you went.
Civilized. You aren't fancy yourself.
Finish.
The Bible says, repent.
The Bible can't speak. What's wrong with you?
Repent. Jesus said, repentance and faith. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Confess with your mouth.
You can't do that. Basically, you're telling me when I take your bread,
God raised Jesus.
I will find nothing in your bread. You told me this now.
God so loved.
You told me that only thing inside your brain when you brain inside your head. The moment I take your brain, there is no picture, there is no information. So the only time the information stays in your head is your brain inside your head.
You have a brain.
Can I give you a book chop, please?
No, I'm not telling anybody. I can't cross the street.
You are ruled by a queen. You don't vote your head. So stupid, they keep you in a cubicle. They feed you like an animal. You work all your life, you pay tax to somebody you don't vote for. So you can never understand me. But what you don't know is that I am a victim of what you are enjoying. Because I live in the colony that is feeding you. Well, that's what you can't understand. I am the subject of your prosperity. You can't understand that one. Listen to me. I am a citizen of the African Union. But I am being treated as if I am a subject of the African Union. Why? Because I don't vote for my leader.
I never seen him. That's not Africa, by the way.
You understand? Look, people like this have got me. In Africa, Union, criminals can be of any color.
Mr. Speaker, speak on your life. Your life on Al Jazeera.
We thought the only criminals in Africa are Nigerians. Until I met the Algerian. Until I met the Moroccan. Then I got to know that criminals have no color. Don't be fooled by their color. Al Qaeda can be anybody.
Bin Laden.
They have big whiskey before they come here.
Bin Laden is in London.
They keep prostituting and tell us to be Muslims. Look, let me be be honest with you.
I have. You're just going to be honest now.
No, I'm not going to be honest. What I know is that there used to be a time in the United States of America where the blacks were not voting. Only the whites were voting.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, women weren't voting either. What's the point?
And then women
weren't voting either. Okay, what's the point?
Listen to me. When we are talking about men, you should be quiet.
No. Okay.
Go back to the kitchen. Go back to the kitchen. Now.
Please, we are all equal and we have equal rights.
Yes.
Remember, women, even in Europe, here were denied of voting. They fought for it and they got it. So when you see a situation where people are not allowed to vote by their majority, it's only a state of exploitation. And when you change that system, you have freedom for everyone. In the United States of America, the blacks were not voting, only the whites. So you never had a black monkey becoming the president.
Ali, that's a once upon a time.
Now!
He's been racist.
He's a great believer in
a
dictator.
Let me explain myself.
You know he's a dictator.
Muhammad Gaddafi is the head of the ceremonial head of the African Union for 1 year.
Wow.
All the leaders are taking this thing on turn. Now, we have the administrative head of the African Union who is giving 4 years mandate.
Aber so wie er redet, könnte ich mir auch vorstellen, dass er irgendwo so ein
I don't blame him, man. He went to America.
Americans call you a pirate. You are not my terrorist, you are a pirate.
No, he's not a terrorist.
I am proud of
not a terrorist, he's a tourist.
Oh! Your African brother say you are honorable pirate. Why am I being a pirate? You are pirates. You are pirates. And Americans are coming
if
with all
the police loves you, they give you tickets.
Well, well done. He's got it. Yeah, simple.
The Somalis are police officer of the
Somalis.
Horn of Africa.
So you see, what we need to understand on a more serious note.
Are you rolling some? Are you making fire?
So you are not here for fun, isn't it? When he finish, he go there and smoke that useless thing.
Yes, because
then you tell him he's smoking from what?
This is happening.
Are you sick?
African Union is fun for me.
African Union to him is fun. African Union to me is life. African Union to me is survival. African Union to me is the future.
Okay, so why are you here?
Why are you here?
Why? Do you know where the gas you used to burn your houses here come from? From my land! You steal them, I get a share!
So are you the bastard to burn my house then?
The gas come from Africa.
Yes.
The oil come from Africa.
Yes.
The petrol from Africa. Everything in your factory.
And the hashish.
My job is here.
And the hashish comes from Africa.
Listen to me. The Chinese used to import from you, so the Chinese were here. Now the Chinese don't come anymore.
Ali, that's good.
Because they are taking their jobs
that's
back.
Like
so
strike.
If we African Union take our jobs back, I go home. Now my
Why
job
don't
is
you
here.
Go home?
Can I come with you?
You, who is holding you?
I want to go home.
Who is holding you?
England is holding me.
Even Barack Obama cannot go. What about
you? You mean to Somalia?
Barack Obama went to Africa. And he went to Ghana. He said he's going to Africa. And when he went there, he was telling them about how to be great. And how the black man can take his destiny into his hand. but only in America, not inside the hell of Africa. We understand what is happening.
But I think Ghana's doing well.
Ghana is
Are
doing
you
well.
Jealous of Ghana?
Look at him.
Because you're Nigerian?
Look at him.
Ghana's doing well.
Ghana is doing well.
Are you Ghana?
Ghana is doing
yes,
well.
Ghana
Where
is doing
am I
well,
in London cleaning toilets?
Ghana actually is better than
He's calling blind
man. Where am I in London
yes.
cleaning at the least, white man toilet?
He's calling blind man.
Don't we have toilets
Ghana,
Ghana?
Please help me.
I can answer that one.
Better than
you are
better than Libya. Immigrants. Better than Libya and Nigeria.
If you go to Ghana or any country in Africa,
that's called employment.
You will run back. It is hell.
I think you're nothing but a jealous Nigerian.
Oh, he said I'm jealous. I have a right.
Yes.
Look, Africa belongs to me together. Because I am the history of Africa.
No, you're not.
I am not. I am the history.
No, you're not.
No, I am.
Huh?
I am.
No, you are the geography.
I am the history. I am the product of millions of years of African life.
And that's
if
as good
you
as
want
it gets,
to know
huh?
whether Africa is successful or failure, look at me.
He's more African than you.
The virus
I'm
of
blind,
Africa.
I can't see you.
You can't see because you are blind.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
And the problem we are having in the it's African
you.
Union today
yes,
is not unique
you
to
need
us.
McDonald's and Burger King.
Look, look, in America, the voting system you have today that allow everybody to exercise his right.
Yes, yes.
In their common union,
yes.
didn't come on the platter of gold, they fought for it.
No, no.
And they got it. Today, every American, if you want to vote, 4 years, you will vote. And if you want to be a candidate, that's another choice. The Americans are going to war.
Yes.
When they go to war, like yeah. they did in
the
this
government,
country.
They don't ask nobody, they just fucking go to war.
The question is that, yes, the government asked them before
no, they
went to war.
They nah, didn't.
They had no choice.
They didn't.
Nah,
they were animals.
No, they never asked
They've been dragged to the war.
Bush never asked anybody.
They've been misled.
Going to war.
Was Bush voted into office by the people of America?
No, he hijacked.
Yes.
He hijacked
if
the
If Bush was voted, even within the war, they voted for him again.
That's right.
It means they, at that time, supported the war.
Damn right.
Yes. Now, after that, McCain came to tell them that, if you vote for me, we will stay in Iraq. Barack Obama told them, if you vote for me, we will come out of Iraq. We don't want that war
no,
again.
I'm still confused.
And why? Because they want to come out of Iraq, they voted for Obama.
Right.
Good. But listen, oh, they didn't vote for Obama.
No, I said not good. No, I said not
good. She didn't agree.
It's not good.
She agrees.
She's a Bush.
I'm a Bush.
Oh, you're a Bush.
She's from the Bush.
Finish where you start.
Finish, oh. So you want to kill all the Iraqi before you finish?
No, not at all.
What are you doing there? Hey, the oil you want is already in America.
I don't want the oil.
What do you want again?
I don't want the oil. I want
just the olive oil. Just the olive oil.
I want a democracy.
You know democracy.
I want the olive oil.
Hey, hey, let me be honest with you,
Shoot all the decisions.
Hey,
Iraq is a chicken
with a golden X.
Well, because
you in America, who came to give you your democracy?
Huh?
Who came to your country from another land to give you that?
Excuse me, she's from Colombia.
She's from Colombia. I'm from Colombia.
Simón Bolívar.
That is her husband, he's from America.
Right.
Who came to America to give you your democracy?
George Washington.
Well, you
where did he come from?
America.
England. Oh, George Washington came
from
England.
He was born in
she doesn't even know that.
He's
from
English.
Colombia.
You are from Colombia, where they sell cocaine.
Simón Bolívar.
Hey, we have
but
a bad president
from England.
Right now.
If we want to talk about democracy, let's, when we are talking about cocaine, we call the Colombia. Now
listen,
we are talking about democracy.
Listen. Your country could take a good example from my country.
Yeah. But you can't force us to take a good example
Let
from
us
you.
Speak, go on, go on. Tell him how Colombia could be a good example.
With bombs, with everything. Huh? You do you know how many people die in Iraq every day?
Loads.
You don't know, do you?
Loads.
And how, many,
because,
how many before? How many
loads.
Before we
oh,
went?
When they kill him, listen to me.
None.
Listen to me.
I don't even know how many died.
No, Saddam Hussein never killed any of his own people.
Woman.
She was young CNN, lady. Man.
Let me, I won't call you woman. I'll call you
She even was.
She's scared. Are you scared of me?
No.
I'm not scared.
The man she has at home is bigger than me. No, listen.
Stop looking at the ladies.
She's actually in Hyde Park.
No, listen to me. Do you have a child?
She can't go so.
When your child was a child, will you allow anybody to beat her?
Only if
to
she
beat your child.
No,
only you. Fine. Only you can beat your child. Only you, as a citizen of a nation, can, even if you have to fight a war to change your destiny, you do it. An outsider from, look at the miles. These ones are Arabs. These ones are Christians. These ones are Jews. This, look at the distance. And you came with all the weapons in the world. You say you are coming to give them democracy. Do you love them this much? Do you really love them this much?
Story.
Hey, do you know how many children in Iraq today that are without legs? Do you know how many children who have lost everything, all in you, coming with your kind of weapons to come and give somebody democracy? Is that how you got your own democracy?
Is that what democracy
now it's
is?
Them killing each other.
Is that how you got your democracy? I wish they come to Colombia and get your grandmother and pump her.
They do it as well, but she doesn't
you
know.
You know what we are talking about?
They do it in Colombia. She don't know, that's all.
They do it everywhere.
Listen to me, hey.
There are bombings in Colombia.
Colombia got one of the worst human rights records in the world.
And are you kidding?
Almost as many people are killed. Almost as many people are killed in Colombia as are killed
America
in Iraq. Almost as many people. No,
listen,
I'm not joking. You're just ignorant, that's all.
Oh, I'm ignorant.
You're an expert on Colombia.
Yes.
Yeah, you're an expert on Colombia. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Young lady, hey.
Yes. Yes.
Hey. Iraq can be bad. Saudi Arabia is
not the only real democracy.
Not a real democracy.
Woman,
why is it a real democracy? You don't know.
Because the government is connected with death squads who go around killing opponents of the government. If you organize in a trade union, you get killed.
No, that's the
if you organize against
the government, selling the drugs and killing the people.
Listen to me. I've said that
CNN is communist. Is it?
Yeah. Colombian is
why
working with American
Saudi Arabia to give it democracy.
Take
your money. Take your money.
Now listen to me. Do you know how many hands are caught every Friday in Saudi Arabia? Every Friday they cut the head. Barbarians.
I was there last
why month, don't you go and give them democracy?
Yeah,
because they give them oil. Oil is going to them. I'm Jewish. They want me in the country.
Sorry.
We're not allowed in. If I was the president of America,
where?
I would.
Hey, you are not allowed where?
I would invite you to Spain.
Saudi Arabia.
And you allowed
who allowed you to go to Iraq?
Oil.
Who are you? George Bush declared. America, we are there. They are there before we know.
Ali.
Then the United Kingdom packed their team. Master is going with.
Ali, the American control. Excuse me, the American control.
Americans are ready to go for the war with or without anybody, and they will win.
The American
nobody can stop them.
Anybody got
the only
a kids
one
they
will not go
man.
Is China. The Chinese people brought American plane down.
Break.
I was so happy. I said, I want to see what the big brother will do. They brought it down. The big brother was begging, let me come and remove the remaining part of America. Chinese said, no, we have not finished with it. There is something inside the aeroplane we want
don't
to check.
Don't you get your news from?
But you know what? You might get your wish.
Americans remove everything. It's not a civil aeroplane. It's a military aeroplane. Chinese remove everything. Then they say Americans. Now Americans shamelessly. They shamelessly want to take the coffin away.
Look, soon you will get your wish and America will be worthless. And
listen
you will
to
see
me.
What kind of world
that is the business
be.
Of Americans. It's
no,
not
no,
my
no.
business.
You will see what kind of world this will
listen
be.
Listen to me. You are now the police of the world.
Why are you trying
you
to?
Who appointed you?
The day the United
who
Nations.
Who appointed you?
Nobody. But the day the United Nations starts doing their job. Yeah, America will have to stop doing.
Oh, now what about we ourselves in the African Union doing our job? Do we have to wait for you? And did the Chinese wait for you? Did the Chinese wait for the United Nations and your American shit? They solve their problem. Why is it us?
They
not
kill,
solving our problem.
They kill everybody. They kill their people. They solve their
hey,
own problem.
Do you
they
know
kill.
How many people were slaughtered in America before they got to where they are?
China.
Listen to me, Hayes.
Yeah, but why don't you allow black people vote in America? Last, the first time George Bush was elected,
they were rigging it.
They refused
they
blacks.
Stop it.
Blacks were
and
not allowed to vote.
And you are going to allow people to kill
why
them.
Why are you angry?
Them
are you crazy?
Brothers, why are you so angry?
I'm sorry,
hey,
what did you
George
say?
George Bush election in Florida, there was rigging.
The
yeah, you are doing democracy.
Yeah, you want to
there was rigging
yeah,
in Florida.
Right
hey,
right
woman, you're American. There
vote.
Was rigging in Florida.
Why
George Bush first election. It was illegal election. But
yeah.
It was not.
It was not.
It was.
It's a politics. We can't do nothing about it.
Now you go and kill other people because of
democracy.
When you don't actually have one.
No, no, no. They kill people for oil and cocaine.
They're
and
only looking for excuse 50, to kill people.
Oil in Saudi Arabia.
Hey, you. Do you love your daughter?
Since 2 weeks ago, when he came to holiday.
I was just wondering where you were going to stop that out, that's all. Is where the cigarette was going to be stopped out. Right. Have I made YouTube yet?
He had half his face.
When Amsar comes down, what is his name?
China is the next door neighbor. China.
But they won't be
so again, the Americans and Brits will have to do it.
They have no stomach for any more war. They're dying in Afghanistan every day, you see.
Apparently, when the Amsar
they're getting killed in Afghanistan every day, the Brits are sick of it. Because they remember 1868, when the British went into Afghanistan with 10,000 soldiers. You know what happened? Only one came back. The doctor. And they knew he had, doctor, he had a cross on him. And he walked along and they let him, they walked him to the Khyber Pass over. And they let him live. Go tell the story about the British. And the British wanted the flags of the soldiers back. He says, flags? You won't even get their bones. And 10,000 British soldiers under General Wolsey, I think, are till today there. Okay? So the British never learned 150 years ago what happened. They pulled in by the damn American. You can't win. The Russians had 100,000 soldiers, all the tanks and Apache helicopters that you want, and still couldn't win. Even the great military leader, what's he called it? Alexander the Great. Even he stopped. He didn't go to war in Afghanistan. He sat with the leaders. He did the lawyer jirga, whatever it is, and he made peace with them, and that's it. And that's where he stopped. He didn't go to war in Afghanistan. He decided he had enough. That's it. He made a meeting with the lawyer jirga with the tribe 2,000 years ago.
Those three hecklers that were giving us chip earlier, they ended up having a fight amongst themselves, ended up in the back of the
police. I think they took a statement off one, the other one was in the back of a wagon.
Jay Smith, they reckon somebody, twice, he came off his stand or whatever, and he said, that's it, apparently, and he got the police in, because it was too many times. Yeah.
The way he grabbed it?
He went to push it.
Whether
he actually...
Oh, Jay Smith, the Christian.
The accusation was that he grabbed it. And
I did well then.
Sex has got to take him away because he's pain in the arse.
Pain in the arse is what
he was. Very unpleasant guy,
with the English shirt.
Yeah. The three of them.
But when they walk around in a little gang. They don't do it one by one. There's a little gang of them. They're not bright enough to do it.
I saw them marching off. They're going, come on, let's get that one.
They're not very good.
They're just rubbish
hecklers. So they ended up in the back of the police van. Good. As an anarchist, good. Good on the police, you say.
You've been photographing.
I just make, once in a while, I make a sort of general video of the place, because otherwise it's a bit more in the audio, you know. Okay. It's just me, no good. Even I get bored of myself. That was the Speaker's Corner show for this week. Visit our website, speakerscorner.net. Tune in same time, same place on 104.4 Resonance FM, or come down to Speaker's Corner any Sunday afternoon till sundown and join us.